Tucker Carlson enjoys family time in Florida post Fox News ouster. By Sean Moran on April 26, 2023. Reports suggest that former Fox News host Tucker Carlson was blindsided by his firing. However, that has not dissuaded him from enjoying the sun and time with his family. "Retirement is going great so far," Carlson said as he left his home in Boca Grande on Tuesday night, appearing relaxed and in good spirits. "I haven't eaten dinner with my wife on the weeknight in 7 years," he added. When pressed on his future plans, Carlson smiled and joked in an interview with the Daily Mail, "Appetizers plus entree." The Mail noted that Carlson reportedly spent Tuesday with Justin Wells, his executive producer, on future plans. The outlet continued that the former Fox News host would not likely make future moves while his powerhouse attorney, Byron Freedom, negotiates his exit from Fox Corporation. Reports found that Carlson and former CNN anchor Don Lemon are now represented by Friedman as both former hosts try to secure their exit packages from their respective cable channels. While continues to enjoy the little things in life, the Pentagon brass has cheered Carlson's exit. A senior defense official told Politico, "We're a better country without him bagging on our military every night in front of hundreds of thousands of people." The official said Carlson made a mockery of the free press and repeatedly cherry-picked department policies and used them to destroy DOD, Department of Defense, as an institution. "Good riddance," a second defense official said. Related, Scarborough demands McCarthy gets J6 footage back from Tucker Carlson. The former Fox News host used his platform to question the foreign policy orthodoxy, often questioning the need for foreign intervention, particularly in countries such as Ukraine, or even starting a conflict against other countries such as Iran. Johnny Burdka, the president and CEO of the Intercollegiate Studies Institute and former executive editor of the non-interventionist American Conservative, said that Carlson almost single-handedly made the case for restraint and peace when America was on the brink of war with Iran. Burdka quoted an Associated piece, AP, which read, "Trump told confidants in recent days that Carlson's strong advocacy not to escalate the situation in Iran played a role in his decision-making." Two White House officials and Republicans close to the West Wing told the Associated Press on Thursday. Dan Caldwell, a vice president for the Conservative Center for Renewing America, wrote, "Important thread from it Johnny Burdka. In 2020, Tucker played a decisive role in stopping a war with Iran that could have led to the loss of 1,000s of American lives and trillions more dollars wasted in the Middle East. We should all be thankful for that." Caldwell said, "The fact that many of Tucker's criticisms of the DOD appealed more to the rank-and-file troops while angering the Pentagon elite that contributed to 20-plus years of foreign policy failure is further affirmation that Tucker was right over target." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.